Wow, what a year 2023 has been. It's so like amazing how many people look like they've had a fantastic year, but behind the scenes, really they haven't. And I would probably say that because I haven't shared my entire kind of story about what happened to me in 2023, many of you won't actually know that I wasn't as proactive as I normally every year my stats go up. Every year we have campaigns. And if you look over my page, if you ever have time and you're interested, you'll see that I didn't actually do that much marketing this year. And there are lots of different reasons for that, which I won't go into now. Look out for the episode around, the challenges I had in 2023, which will be coming out shortly. But I want you to understand that no matter where you started in 2023, what you may have not done correctly in 2023, and what you may have ended up doing that may have wasted your time and money in 2023, and even things that you had challenges with throughout 2023, that doesn't need to be your portion for 2024. Okay, you can turn things around. So I'm going to start off by saying that 2023 might have not been the year that you'd hoped for, but there is lots of opportunity from now to start thinking about 2024 and how you can actually make an impact. And I wanted to create these episodes for you to really give you some encouragement and inspire you with some ideas and really give you food for thought that might give you extra clarity around why you're doing what you're doing from the start of 2024. We want to start strong, we want to start informed. And we certainly want to make sure that you are clear about why you're taking the action you're taking rather than working really hard and not seeing the results you wanted. So I just wanted to, first of all, introduce myself to you. If it's the first time you're listening to me, my name is V Roberts of Insight to Marketing. I'm a brand and marketing practitioner, a mother of four, an author, consultant, trainer, and trusted coach. And I've got over 600 reviews online that actually testify that. From paying clients who have received transformation through working with me or grown their business and increased their sales as a direct result of my advice or coaching services. So I want to share today about 10, I reckon about 10 different things that you might want to consider in relation to your 2024 marketing. Some are based on trends, some are based on what I know to be popular at the moment. And then these are things I want you to give thought to. But the first point I want to make at the start of this podcast episode is if you haven't already, please do an audit. Please review your branding and marketing. Think about what you did in 2023. I've also got a course that you can take, which will take you through 5 days of reviewing your branding and marketing, which is highly recommended. There are lots of reviews on the page itself. If you want to check that out, check the link in this recording or on my website. And doing an audit is going to change the game for you because it helps you to make informed decisions about what you can change and improve this year. So if you've not yet done your audit, if you've not yet done a review, if you've never looked at your insights, if you've never looked at your messaging, if you've never considered reviewing your audience and things like that, those are the kinds of things we cover in 5 days on my course. So let me talk to you now about 2024 branding and marketing and how you can step up and get better results by simply thinking about what you're doing, what's popular, what might be a waste of your time, and actually how you can get better results. I want to kick off by saying that if you haven't got a brand identity and a visual identity, your messaging sorted out, your vision, your mission, your values, even understanding your perceived values, right? Even thinking about your brand assets, even thinking about, opportunities for you to showcase online and offline your brand and how you're showing up, please make sure you've sorted that out. That should be one of the first things you do because you cannot promote your business products or services without a solid brand. And there are lots of different aspects to branding beyond a logo and a website and flash photography. So please, let's make sure we've got your branding sorted out. The second thing I want you to think about is whether or not you want to be local, regional, or global, because that is definitely going to assist you in deciding how you are going to target and who you want to reach and where you will show up in terms of visibility tactics. Okay, so make sure you're clear on that. Think about how you're going to use video. All right. Think about how you're going to use video this year and make sure you're clear on whether you're going to use short form content or long form content. Short form content, by the way, is just things like reels and stories. And it may even just be a video post that is less than 15 seconds, as an example. But you want to make sure you've thought about your video content. You want to make sure you've also given thought to things like AI, right? And I know that a lot of you probably very clued up on the fact that AI exists, artificial intelligence. It's basically a smarter way of working. It's basically a way that you can actually automate and do things like copywriting and finding out answers to questions using lots of different tools and apps. Now, what I'm going to say to you is, and this is why I don't promote all of this stuff on my page at the moment, if you haven't yet sorted out your brand, if you haven't yet sorted out your audience, if you are unclear on who you're going to be targeting and where, if you don't have an offer yet, if you don't have a website yet, if your social media isn't yet getting you results, I wouldn't even bother thinking about AI yet, or certainly not doing the deep work on AI yet. Please stick to sorting out the fundamentals of your branding and marketing and making sure that your content pillars and your social media is on point before you start dabbling into something new. Because that's the thing, isn't it? A lot of us see new shiny objects and we just jump into doing that thing, creating that book, joining that course. And actually, what you see is that you get distracted really easily. So let's focus. Let's focus on what's important. And whilst I go through on this, there's going to be about another probably 3 minutes of listening to me, right? You can write down notes and let me know in the comments what you may go back and look at or what you may action as a direct result of listening to today's session. I want you to know that on some platforms, shorter copy, shorter text is going to be popular. And on other platforms, longer form content is going to be more popular. So make sure you're clear on the platforms you're going to use to distribute your messaging and campaigns, but also how much text might be required. Okay, look at what else is being done. Look at what people in your industry are writing, what's popular, what's getting most engagement, what's getting the most traction. And also make sure you're using your own insights to make informed decisions about the length of your content and what content you're sharing. Now, as an example, there was a time when Google was actually preferring, let's say, 2,000 plus words in a blog. Then it got shortened down to 1,447 words in a blog, and it's continuing to go down. I'm quite sure of that. So make sure that you're mindful of, the platforms you're on and what they're looking for in terms of criteria to get you past, certain search results or on the explore page, etc. And then want you to think about how you're monitoring. How are you going to monitor in 2024? What are you going to do to make sure that you can monitor and assess what you're doing and hold yourself accountable? Think about as well the type of data that you're using and how you are storing it and managing it. And if you're based in the UK, I'm going to mention to you that buzzword, which is GDPR. Make sure that you check out your GDPR and also your data and how you are storing data, managing it, and being transparent about how you are actually collecting data with your audiences and communities. All right. Things like cookies, privacy policies, data collection, all of that stuff is really, really important. And opt-in is key. So make sure you've thought about that before you go off and start collecting people's emails or sending out broadcasts on WhatsApp. It's really key you think about that. Also, if you're stuck for content, I just want to say user-generated content is really, really, I mean, it's been all the rage for a while. Just some of you are only getting onto that now. If you're not yet using your customers and clients' content, which refers to your brand or refers to what you do or bigs up what you do or shows them using your product or service, please remember that is another way to market your business in 2024. User-generated content. Okay. And I want you to think about as well whether or not you want to do a podcast. Because I don't know how many of you are aware of this, but there are over 1 billion blogs. And I'm sure some of you have been persuaded to write blogs because they're all the rage. But there are only 4.2 million podcasts, right? And that is a very big deal. That is a very big deal because it means there's more opportunity for you to write blogs and post them. And they're potentially going into the ether amongst many other thousands and millions of blogs. But if you consider doing a podcast and do it really well and know how to market that really well, then you could be, very successful with your podcast because there are less people that are doing podcasts at the moment. So don't discount podcasts and audio marketing as something that you can actually use to promote your business. And then the final point I want to make to you is around social media marketing. Remember that social media marketing is one form of activity to promote your business. And there are many other different types of marketing. And you can find out all about that via my pages on Insight to Marketing, via my brand and marketing planner. It's all in there. So do check out the website for information on those marketing tactics that you can use. But remember, with social media marketing, you don't have to be on all the platforms. Make sure you're clear on what your audience need and where they're hanging out and show up there. And make sure that if it's a profile that or platform that you don't like or you're not comfortable with, you either get the training for it or you make sure that you've actually outsourced it to someone who enjoys doing that job. Because for your marketing to work and for you to see growth in your business, you will need to consider how you are going to promote consistently and enjoy what you're doing. If it's just you in your business, you will struggle to get results if you don't enjoy doing the aspects of marketing that will get you the best results, right? If you don't like writing blogs, if you don't like doing videos, try doing faceless videos, try doing audio instead of doing blogs. Think about alternatives, but don't just rely on one thing. And please don't repeat the cycle and not make any changes this year, because actually many of you are doing the same things you were doing at the start of 2023 now, and we are now in 2024. And to be really honest with you, if you repeat the same thing over and over again and you're expecting to see changes or any differences to your results, you're actually not being honest with yourself. Nothing's going to change until you start making some changes. So let me know what you might go away and change. Let me know what you're thinking about developing or working on. And of course, let me know if you need any help. I've got my coaching programs. I've got my brand and marketing planner, which is just £29 and available for the UK free delivery. Okay. And if you are wanting help or free, you know, support, you can go over to my YouTube channel as well, which is Insight to Marketing. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube, and make sure that you ask questions if you need help. Whether you get that from me or someone else, I don't mind. Just make sure that you access the help. Here's to your success in 2024. Speak to you soon. Bye for now.